This is the news in brief from the United Nations. Raging bushfires wreaking havoc across Australia have prompted the UN Children's Fund, UNICEF, to offer its support to the Australian government and its partners dealing with the unprecedented disaster. While acknowledging the selflessness, professionalism, and dedication of first responders and all organizations working on the ground, UNICEF issued a statement on Monday extending its condolences to the children and families affected by the devastating fires. The UN agency flagged its experience in providing crucial long-term support to children across the world through the three stages of relief, recovery, and rehabilitation, and expressed its very real desire to help where needed. UNICEF has significant expertise and experience globally in responding to emergencies, including natural disasters, the statement said. We know that children are always among the most vulnerable in circumstances such as these. A new global shipping regulation to benefit both human health and the environment came into effect on the first day of this year. The new rules substantially reduce harmful sulfur oxide emissions from ships' fuel oil, lowering the global upper limit from 3.5% to 0.5%. The new limit is part of the International Convention for the Prevention of Pollution from Ships, a key environmental treaty under the auspices of the International Maritime Organization, the UN specialized agency responsible for developing and adopting standards for preventing pollution from ships, as well as shipping safety and efficiency and maritime security. IMO 2020, as it is called, mandatorily limits all ships operating outside certain designated emission control areas where the limit is already 0.1%. The new limit will mean a 77% drop in overall sulfur emissions from ships that should yield reductions in stroke, asthma, lung cancer, cardiovascular, and pulmonary diseases. Cutting the emissions will also help prevent acid rain and ocean acidification, benefiting crops, forests, and aquatic species. And now to Cambodia, where a building collapse in the coastal city of Kep left 36 workers dead and another 23 injured. On Monday, the International Labour Organization Country Office for Thailand, Cambodia, and Laos issued a statement saying it was gravely concerned following Friday's incident. The UN's labor agency also extended its deepest sympathy to the families and dependents of those killed and injured. This is the most fatal workplace accident in Cambodia in recent years and the second major tragedy of this type in less than 7 months after a disastrous building collapse in Sihanoukville last June, the statement read. ILO called for greater attention to be paid to the risks that thousands of workers face every day and demanded urgent action by authorities to improve safety and health in the workplace. Liz Scafidi, UN News.